This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a bear in there. Chair as well.
There are people with games and stories to tell.
Open wide, come inside. It's gay school.
Woo!
Can't sing.
There was some impressive shuffling going on during the track,
yeah.
So I half expected that Dylan would just continue it.
Shuffle to that play school theme. Dylan rocking the beats.
Then again, you have been known to mosh to it, so.
Yeah, true. I've been there and done
that. I think
that.
We even used to crump to it way back when.
Sydney judge has compared incest with homosexuality, has been barred from criminal trials.
Thank God.
Right? A Sydney judge who compared incest and pedophilia to homosexuality has been prevented from undertaking any criminal trials until his comments have been investigated.
That's right. I remember reading about this story.
District Court Judge Gary Nielsen was reported by Fairfax Media as saying that in the same manner as homosexuality is once seen as a taboo, but is now accepted so, quote, a jury might find nothing untoward in the advance of a brother towards his sister once she had sexually matured, had sexual relationships with other men, and was now, quote, available.
Shut up.
And it's makes no sense.
It's that same stupid bloody argument.
The slippery slope
that
argument.
They've been using since the 70s. I mean, they use this same argument when, with single mothers, but when,
right.
Back in the day, my dear listeners, if a woman were to have a child outside of wedlock, well, then people could come in and take that child off of that mother's hand and replace them into a married couple. And they use that same argument. They use the same
that
argument.
That goddamn slippery slope argument that has no backing in anything.
And they use the same argument as well when they legalized same-sex sex. And the fact is, look, you know, it's since the 70s, looking at single mothers, you know, bestiality, that still hasn't happened. Not legal. Incest is still not legal.
Yeah, like comparing bestiality and homosexuality, you know, one of those things involve two adult people who can give informed consent. Guess which one that is?
Yeah. It blows my mind, and I really hope that he gets barred for a long time. I hope he doesn't get his job back, to be honest.
He went on to say, if this was the 50s and he had a jury of 12 men there, which is what you'd invariably have, they would say it's unnatural for a man to be interested in another man or a man being interested in a boy.
Good
Those
thing it's
things
not
have gone.
Good thing it's not the 50s anymore then.
Right?
Totally.
I love how he said those things have gone. Since when was pedophilia accepted?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I just love the fact that he said, you know, a 12 jury of men, because I think that just really shows the type of psychology that this individual has.
He wishes we were still in the 50s when when straight cis white man had 100% of the power instead of like 95% of it. He's like, he's not willing to concede the small amount of power that people who aren't cis straight white men have. It's like, no, we need to have 100% of it. That is the way it has always been.
Fairfax Media are also reporting that Nielsen has been referred by a senior federal official, quotes, to the Royal Commission into Child Sexual Abuse, and he could become the first judicial officer sacked by Parliament.
Well, this is the thing. Like, what his comments are saying that, you know, people who, because there are people in the LGBTI communities that have been sexually assaulted and sexually assaulted by pedophiles. He's making it out that it's, you know, it's something to just that happens in the queer communities, which it totally isn't. He's setting out a really, really poor image, and he should know better.
Especially given that the number, you know, percentage of people, of men who do abuse children who are heterosexual is much, much, much higher.
Mm.
Brian Taylor will return to air after homophobic remarks.
Here we go.
AFL commentator will resume his commentary duties on Channel 7 and on 3AW this weekend after calling Geelong player Harry Taylor a big poofter live on air. Really?
I would. I just want to be like a fly in the room for the, in the green room right before he made his TV apology. I just want to know what the execs told him to say, whether he got a slap on the wrist or whether they actually said to him, like, you need to be repentant. And,
well, yeah.
Well, Channel 7 is committed to counselling and education, whatever that means, and 3AW will investigate whether further action will need to be taken.
They're going
to
ignore it.
Yeah, I agree. And I mean, like, this is really wrong, an investigation. He's way out of line, especially considering he's done this before.
Yeah, like,
absolutely.
Pretty recently he called one of his colleagues, said, oh, you dress really gay or something like that. It's like, that's a powerful message he's sending, that he thinks gay is an insult. Yeah. And he is passing that on to Australian culture reveres.
Especially, you know, and he even used exactly. crude language. Like, I mean, poofta, really?
Well, that's the thing Harry Taylor needs to kind of wise up to. Brian Taylor. Sorry, no.
Harry Taylor was the player.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Brian Taylor really needs to, like, acknowledge the fact that when you go out there and you say that, you know, they look like a big poofta, you're also telling kids and you're telling young people.
People who look up to you,
is wrong. You are like
that. It's worthy of insulting.
Yeah, exactly. You make me sorry to be an Australian.
Yeah, I'm a trained primary school teacher. Mm. I've worked with kids from age 5 through 12 in schools, and at least by grade 6, that language has set in.
Yeah, exactly. I remember it still.
And look, in other news, moving on, because we're nearly running out of time for tonight's show, but HIV... Yeah, totally. It flies, don't it? HIV is back in the public domain with just over a week before the 20th annual AIDS conference. And it's coming to Melbourne.
Yep.
And
this is exciting.
It is incredibly exciting. So the Victorian AIDS Council and Living Positive Victoria have joined forces and released a joint policy focusing on the repeal of Section 19A of the Victorian Crimes Act. And that the Section 19A establishes the criminal offence of intentionally causing a very serious disease, with the phrase very serious disease defined exclusively to mean HIV infection. It's the only HIV-specific criminal offence in force in Australian judiciary.
I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, there are so many different types of STIs. It's obviously a direct target to HIV-positive people, which, considering the climate that the law was introduced in, was
absolutely.
An attack on gay people.
Absolutely. The use of criminal laws to control HIV are not only counterproductive to prevention efforts, they also add to a global stigma as well as get in the way of furthering HIV education and understanding about the virus. And furthermore, just going back to AIDS conference 2014, Generation Next is doing a live broadcast.
What?
So you can come down to the conference and you'll be able to, like, come up and, like, see Maddie, Eleanor, and myself. I'm coming back for next week's episode.
So excited. Girl.
So we're going to be repping. We're going to be doing a live show down in the grounds. We can't wait to be down there as well.
So excited.
Yeah, I'm so keen.
Yeah, and you know, you can come up, you can talk to us.
I don't bite unless you ask me to.
Yes, says you, Ellen.
Yeah, I could say something.
Sorry, we
right
mock
now.
Each other quite a bit.
But yeah, no, look, it should be great. I think that it's awesome that we've got the 20th International AIDS Conference in Melbourne.
Great.
And there are a stack of amazing speakers that are going to be at the event as well. But we're out of time.
Why does this always happen?
I don't know.
It's like we get to the end of the show and go, hang on, but we just started.
Where did the past 50-odd minutes go? I mean, you get us cooped up in a room, God knows what's going to happen.
Totally. I think time just, like, stops outside. Maybe it's like we talk so fast that the world around us just kind of, like, you know,
tries to catch up.
I believe it.
Love it.
But if you do want to get involved during the week, you can find us on Facebook at look up Generation Next, or on Twitter, GNJoy949.
Absolutely. We will see you guys next week live from the MCEC. Until then, we love you.
All of you.
All of you.
Every single one of you.
Even the ones that are discriminating. You're a person too.
Yeah,
we say that.
I mean,
you have been listening to Generation Next with Maddie,
Eleanor,
and Dylan.
We will be back next week.
And I'll see you on Saturday with Countercultured.
Woo! Cross-promotion!
Shameless plug, self-promotion.
Plug.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.